I knew this kid named Alberto. Funny style cat and his girl looked like a turtle. Not Lisa Turtle, just a turtle. High school track, he ran the hurdle. His peer shed tears in your year when he got murdered. Now Alberto was your average A student. Participated in class, never came late and never truant. His family was picture perfect, his older sister was prom queen. His dad a decorated vet for the Vietnam team. His mother was Dear Abby, an ordinary housewife. Like clockwork, always had dinner on a table at 5. But Alberto had a monster he kept under his bed. And instead of letting it out, he just got a girlfriend instead. She knew something was funny, she could tell by his behavior. Or the way he flamboyantly shook his hand when he would wave to her. She thought nothing of it and just shoved it in the closet. Until the day the word dripped out like leaky faucet. Alberto was homosexual, I ain't have nothing against it. But little Ronnie Johnson and all his football player friends did. They always pick a nag, call him back and such and couldn't wait to get the gym so they could really bust his nuts. The gym teacher never cared, he just joined in on the action. Make silly gestures and compare him to Michael Jackson. Alberto couldn't take it, he just stopped showing up. And whenever he walked the halls, he just felt like throwing up. And at night, he would cry and cry and ask God why. Like, God, why in the fuck I had to be born this way? God would reply, son, you gotta show him you're more than gay. See, he had dreams to be a track star. Until the war made night, them gay jokes went way too far. Ronnie begged for his forgiveness and invited him to a party. Cause his parents went away and left him plenty of Bacardi. Alberto kindly accepted, he was finally accepted. Except it was all deception and left him all unprotected. It was a plan, Ronnie had scammed to get him in the right place. Verbally degrade him and rearrange his pretty face. The plan would go swiftly, they started calling him sissy. When punch turned into 50, they beat him till he was dizzy. Now Alberto lie in blood while his peers look on in fear. He took his last breath and passed away his senior year. Needless to say, it was one big tragedy. And how was Ronnie gonna explain it to his family? While they were on vacation taking in sights, he got wasted and killed the kid that night. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you. Don't be a slave and behave the way they do. Just utilize the gifts that God gave you.
I knew this girl named Maria, bright and talented with aspirations to be a big superstar. What a great idea, until she fell off and started listening to her peers. Oh dear, now Maria was your typical obnoxious analytical headstrong rebel, flipping off the principal. Single mother home structure, she looked after baby brother while moms worked two jobs just to buy supper. Pops was a struggling musician, troubled man, juggling family and heroin addiction. He overdosed and left a notice of eviction and a crate of records on a table in the kitchen. And a little angel with a keen sense of sound who saw solace in the record she found. And she would stay up late at night reciting songs to herself under pale moonlight, writing wrongs that her pops made. Promised her mom she would never go the same route. Turns out Carrie Ann had other plans. Her and her man Roddy, most popular, second best to nobody. Homecoming queen versus ugly duckling, and the story ends the same way. Okay, Ronnie's parents went away for a couple of days and told him no drinking. What the fuck was they thinking? Maria was oblivious that her boyfriend had already been invited. So when Carrie Ann asked, she got all excited. Like, damn, now I got something to look forward to. Or so she thought. Maria kindly accepted. She was finally accepted. Accepted was all bullshit. Now pay attention. Carrie Ann hated Maria cause she could sing, so she scored a bag of heroin. But the craziest thing was Maria never touched drugs, she did that night. And when the man was getting beat, she was nowhere in sight. Now her boyfriend lie in blood and she had no idea. Alberto passed away and she got hooked her senior year. Needless to say, it was one big tragedy. And I hate to break it, but it doesn't end happily. A warm day in May, the sky was so beautiful. Carrie Ann died in a crash, leaving the funeral.